Yeah, sound there of Go Get Organised by the Redskins, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, and the next track's going out to Tim over at the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre and Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism. Sound of Bob Dylan.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man. You got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain. As he rises to fame, and the poor white remains on the caboose of the train. But it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his heat, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch. To hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame, he's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
Yes, sound there of Bob Dylan, only a pawn in their game. And terrible to see the events which have been unfolding in Egypt over the past week or so, putting the revolution there in some amount of danger, although the revolution thankfully is not over yet, although it has suffered, in my opinion at least, a setback with the massacre. Now, here's a statement from the Egyptian Revolutionary Socialist on the massacre in Cairo. Down with military rule. Down with Al-Sisi, the leader of the counter-revolution. The bloody dissolution of the sit-ins in Al-Nada Square and Raja Al-Adawiya is nothing but a massacre prepared in advance. It aims to liquidate the Muslim Brotherhood, but it is also part of a plan to liquidate the Egyptian Revolution and restore the military police state of the Mubarak regime. The Revolutionary Socialists did not defend the regime of Mohammed Mursi and the Muslim Brotherhood for a single day. We were always in the front ranks of the opposition to that criminal failed regime, which betrayed the goals of the Egyptian Revolution. It even protected the pillars of the Mubarak regime and its security apparatus, armed forces and corrupt businessmen. We strongly participated in the revolutionary wave of the 30th of June. Neither did we defend for a single day the sit-ins by the Brotherhood and their attempts to return Mursi to power. But we have to put the events of the day of the massacre in their context, which is the use of the military to smash up workers' strikes. We also see the appointment of new provincial governors, largely drawn from the ranks of the remnants of the old regime, the police and military generals. Then there are the policies of General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's government. It has adopted a roadmap clearly hostile to the goals and demands of the Egyptian Revolution, which are freedom, dignity, and social justice. This is the context for the brutal massacre which the army and police are committing. It is a bloody dress rehearsal for the liquidation of the Egyptian Revolution. It aims to break the revolutionary will of all Egyptians who are claiming their rights, whether workers, poor or revolutionary youth, by creating a state of terror. However, the reaction by the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists in attacking Christians and their churches is a sectarian crime which only serves the forces of counter-revolution. The filthy attempt to create a civil war in which Egyptian Christians will fall victims to the reactionary Muslim Brotherhood is one in which Mubarak State and al-Sisi are complicit, who have never for a single day defended the Copts and their churches. We stand firmly against al-Sisi's massacres and against his ugly attempt to abort the Egyptian Revolution. For today's massacre is the first step in the road towards counter-revolution. We stand with the same firmness against the assaults on Egypt's Christians and against the sectarian campaign which only serves the interests of al-Sisi and his bloody project. Many who defended themselves as liberals and leftists, many who described themselves as liberals and leftists, have betrayed the Egyptian Revolution, led by those who took part in al-Sisi's government. They have sold the blood of the martyrs to whitewash the military and the counter-revolution. These people have blood on their hands. We, the revolutionary socialists, will never deviate for an instant from the path of the Egyptian Revolution. We will never compromise on the rights of the revolutionary martyrs and their pure blood, those who fell confronting Mubarak, those who fell confronting the military council, those who fell confronting Mursi's regime, and those who fall now confronting al-Sisi and his dogs. Down with military rule. No to the return of the old regime. No to the return of the Brotherhood. All power and wealth to the people. Well, I couldn't have put it better myself. And this statement is also available on the Socialist Worker website, www.socialistworker.co.uk, although it came a little bit too late to get in this week's Socialist Worker paper. And back to the music. Although the next track was originally written and recorded about apartheid South Africa and the struggle against said, I think it could accurately describe my feelings towards the workers in Egypt. And the only way forward for Egypt will be by UB40. I'd say that the workers should sing our own song. This is Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
strengthened our might. Now we turn back the tide. We will no longer hear your command. We will seize the control from you. We will fan the flame of our anger and pain. You feel ashamed for what you do in God's name. We fight for the right to be free. We build our own society. We will sing, we will sing, we will sing our own song.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The number of people using food banks has shot up since new benefit cuts in April. People are often referred to food banks when their benefits are sanctioned, but the Tories are trying to cover this up. Job centres are to stop giving the reason for referrals to food banks. The Tory benefit cap was also rolled out across Britain this week, hitting 40,000 households. We must fight back. Migrants revolted at Greece's biggest detention centre last week against racist repression. More than 1,600 people are held at the Amgdazala camp near Athens, awaiting deportation. They are mainly from Afghanistan, Pakistan or Northern Africa. The riot began when police guards cut off electricity to two of the metal shipping containers in which the migrants are housed, but there was already deep anger from when detainees learned of a proposal to extend detention time from 12 to 18 months. Around 1,500 angry health campaigners and health workers challenged plans to cut services at Stafford Hospital at a public meeting last week. the Trust special administrators, Plan to Cut Maternity, Children's and Critical Care Services, claiming they are financially unsustainable and will become unsafe. But in reality, the cuts are only about cost-cutting. The Support Stafford Hospital campaign has support from all political parties in the area and organised a huge demo of 30,000 people in April this year. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, the Crown Prosecution Service has delayed by a month its decision on whether to prosecute anyone over giving the family of Christopher Alder, who died in police custody in 1998, the wrong body. In East London, 100 anti-fascists came to a joint Unite Against Fascism and Unite East End planning meeting on Monday of this week. Hundreds of anti-fracking protesters from around Britain are set to swoop on the village of Balcombe, West Sussex, this weekend. Russian President Putin's homophobic laws lie behind a wave of violent attacks across Russia, in which Russian Nazis are using a social networking site to target young gay men for torture. Claims of economic recovery are an unconvincing mix of exaggerated figures, mounting debt and another property bubble brewing. A report on South Africa, 1 year after the Marikana miners' massacre by police, and are we divided by privilege? You can read Socialist Worker online, www.socialistworker.co.uk. I can buy Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre every Saturday from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. in the stall outside Primark. Or if you ask at the stall, or get in contact via www.swp.org.uk or at the meetings, then you can have Socialist Worker delivered to your door. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
The wind kissed my skin, the wind kissed my skin, and the earth gave herself and held my. She looked down from her place high in the bower and fixed me with her cool, dark gaze. I dived into those pools and I was gone for eons, returning to the place where I once stood. The wind kissed my skin, the wind kissed my skin. Naked flower, teasing bud and coaxing seed to birth. The wind kissed my skin, the wind kissed my skin, and the earth gave herself and held my footprints. Diana's mantle bright with sequin stars accompanied, danced the jeweled steps of night. With Venus as companion, hanging like a temptress, a polished pearl of beauteous light. The wind kissed my skin, the wind kissed my skin, and the earth gave herself and held my footprints. their distinctive tune. A drop of water fell as if in benediction, a fallen liquid crystal gem. The wind kissed my skin, the wind kissed my skin, and the earth gave herself and held my footprints. The wind kissed my skin.
Yeah, the sound there of Judy Dunlop, track entitled Raven. That's going out to Richard in Chesterfield SWP. Glad to hear that you like the programme, Richard. Hope you had a good time in Germany. Speaking of matters European, I'd like to now talk about Gibraltar. Now, as you've almost certainly realised, rather a feud grown up between Britain and France recently over Gibraltar, and the British media have been portraying the dispute as Spain sabre-rattling, and they've been saying that Spain have blown it up to try to take the Spanish people's minds off of the economic problems in Spain. Well, the British media and British establishment know a thing or two about sabre-rattling to take people's minds off of economic and social issues. But anyway, back to the point. What is the truth about Gibraltar? Well, the truth is that Britain started it by the British military wanting to build a artificial reef off the coast of Gibraltar for military purposes. And God knows what sort of environmental consequences that might have for the whole world, certainly for the Mediterranean, let alone for Spain. And what exactly is the history of Gibraltar? Has it always been British? Well, no. It was captured by the British Navy in 1704, and since then, its main purpose has been a military base, although it's also been used by the super rich as a tax haven. That's two good reasons why I think that Britain should give Gibraltar back to Spain. And yes, I believe that Spain should also give its colonies back, such as Ceuta on the Moroccan coast. I think they should give that back to Morocco. But the UK hanging on to Gibraltar is not excused by this. For one thing, two wrongs don't make a right, and for another thing, it makes it much harder for British people, let alone Britain, to argue against foreign enclaves such as Ceuta and what have you being owned by other countries, in particular imperialist countries, because if we start sort of saying, well, Spain should give Ceuta back, well, the Spanish can quite rightly turn to us and say that we're hypocrites because we've still got Gibraltar. So we should give Gibraltar back to Spain, and I think we should also give the Falklands, or should that be the Malvinas, back to Argentina. And definitely on our own border, on our own backyard, rather, call it what you will. I think that we should give Northern Ireland back to Ireland. Ireland should never have been divided and should be reunified as a matter of urgency. And along those lines, the next track's by Paul McCartney and Wings. Give Ireland back to the Irish.
Take it away. Give Ireland back to the Irish. Make Ireland Irish today. Great Britain, you are tremendous. And nobody knows like me.
Paul McCartney and Wings there, Give Ireland Back to the Irish. And next up, I'd like to talk about privilege theory. Now, privilege theory suggests that at the same time that there are oppressed groups in society, privilege theory suggests that there are also privileged groups. It's the idea that, for example, white workers benefit from racism and that men benefit from sexism. Now, I can understand why people in oppressed minorities may sometimes feel that way when a lot of the name-calling and what have you they get will be on the street from working-class people and what have you, but it isn't true. For one thing, white workers do not benefit from racism. Racism divides workers, so all workers end up paid less and are exploited more. We're back to the situation of Northern Ireland, where although Catholic workers there are oppressed worse than Protestant workers, that doesn't mean that Protestant workers benefit, because wages in Northern Ireland as a whole are below those in the rest of the UK. And racism also leads to a less diverse society. I mean, society has benefited massively from immigration, changes and enhancements to culture. Music certainly better because of foreign influences. Food has certainly benefited. And indeed, without immigration, we would be a much more cloned society, much more boring. And onto sexism. Yes, sexism does oppress women. It treats women as sex objects and places artificial roles on women as homemakers, baby makers, what have you. But it also places artificial roles on men, who it means that men must be seen as hard, aggressive, and what have you. Otherwise, we're not seen as real men. And along these lines, homophobia does not benefit heterosexual men or women, because it leads to people who don't fit the sexist sort of roles which I've just described being seen as either gay or lesbian. As if there's anything wrong with being gay or lesbian, but to a homophobe, they see it as a means to have a go at some heterosexual people as well as gay people. Now, there are people who sort of think that the ongoing moral panic about paedophilia may also be sort of leading to some people who are not paedophiles being sort of tarred with the paedophile brush for similar reasons, but that's another story for another day. But going back to homophobia, like I say, heterosexual people do not benefit from homophobia, especially if they live under the fear of being labelled gay. And as for disablism, disablism certainly doesn't benefit able-bodied people, especially not when you get ill or have an accident. Now, the whole idea of privilege theory, not only is it not true now, it's never been true. I mean, back in the days of the slave trade, back in Victorian England, yes, the slaves were terribly oppressed. The black slaves were treated absolutely dreadfully. There were slaves, basically. However, I'm not sure that white working class kids who were working in factories saw themselves as privileged compared to the I'm not sure they exactly saw themselves as privileged, rather full stop. And it is true to say that the British cotton mills and the American cotton plantations were two sides of the same coin. No workers benefited. but I can tell you who did benefit and who to this day benefits from the divide and rule that oppression and prejudice give us. The ruling class, the capitalist establishment, if they divide us and rule us so that we don't fight back against them, they hold the power over us, and they can drive down the workers for everybody, men and women, black and white, gay and straight, disabled and able-bodied. We all need to fight back against the capitalist establishment. And back to the music, here's the sound of Black Britain. Ain't no rocking in a police state. Yeah, sound there of Black Britain, ain't no rocking in a police state. And next I'd like to talk about plans by the Thatcher government in the early 1980s to deliberately destroy flood defences in Essex and Kent so that if there was a storm, Essex and Kent would be flooded and it might save London. Now, this was considered in the early 1980s because a strike was holding up construction of the Thames Barrier. Now, it shows the absolute moral bankruptcy of the British Tory government of the time and of the establishment in general that rather than pay the workers a decent wage and protect their jobs and end the strike that way, they would put thousands of lives at risk and risk massive damage to property, countryside and wildlife. Now, a notorious precedent for flooding is the 1953 floods, which killed hundreds of people along the East Coast and flooded a massive area along the East Coast from East London right up to Skegness and further north. And historically, there's been even worse than that. Back in the Middle Ages, there was the notorious Groat Mondrenca flood, which was mostly felt in places like Holland, but also mashed up a version across Britain, and destroyed the German city of Runholt, killing thousands. A cautionary tale of what happens when you don't have flood defences. And also, the fact that we've got global warming means that there's absolutely no possibility of ruling out another storm similar to the Groat Mondrenca, possibly even worse. I mean, there's as the sea temperatures rise, there's even the possibility that a hurricane might well cross the Atlantic. They already crossed the Atlantic, but they become extratropical sort of ordinary storms by the time they reach Britain. But with the sea level rising, there's certainly a possibility that in the future a hurricane may cross the Atlantic and hit Britain as a hurricane, which would be even worse than a hurricane force European storm, because contrary to popular myth, the main danger from hurricanes isn't the winds. The main danger is the storm surge, which is created by the structure of the hurricane and causes a massive rise in sea level. It was that which did so much damage and caused so much loss of life in New Orleans back in the noughties, and even further back, near enough destroyed the town of Galveston in Texas back in the early 1900s. Anyway, back to the music, here's the sound of the Levellers, appropriately enough, after the hurricane.
There's a light at the end of the road, mortal darkness it grows, and it may be the faintest of glows. We can work it out. Refugees in our own land, brutalized by a friendly hand, crushed by death. No one to break your fall, no one at all. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, the air was a time for change, hope fast till the morning. After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, the air was a time for change, hope fast till the morning. Millions spent on unclear war, thousands can't withdraw, where martyrs never pause, or the gunmen loose at home. And
now you're all alone.
After the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, and yeah, it was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. Oh, after the hurricane, from the ruins of the old domain, and yeah, it was a time for change, hold fast till the morning. Brothers, heroes, when you need them, down here beaten, the rich knuckle at your titans. It's all so disappointing. After the hurricane, the ruins of the old domain, and here was a time for change, hold fast till the morning.
This is the Radio Resistance Chesterfield Red Guide, a guide to meetings, demonstrations, and general activity of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Thursday, August the 22nd, there's the Socialist Workers' Party Chesterfield branch meeting on the 1913 Dublin Lockout. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the downstairs room of the Chesterfield Library, entered by the cafe entrance, which is on Beatwell Street, and down the steps from the main entrance. From Thursday the 29th of August to Wednesday the 4th of September, it's Reclaiming Our Futures, a week of action nationally in defence of disability rights and against government attacks on disabled people, organised by DPAC, that's Disabled People Against Cuts. And it includes, on Friday the 30th of August, a protest at Chesterfield Atos Testing Centre on Lord's Mill Street. And on Wednesday the 3rd of September, there's the Freedom Drive March and Rally at Parliament in central London. Then on September the 29th, it's the Save Our NHS, Defend Jobs and Services, No to Austerity demonstration outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester. This demonstration has been called by the unions Unite, Unison and GMB. Coaches will be going from Chesterfield, leaving Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. For more details or to reserve seats on the coach, email jeaden@tesco.net. or phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. But the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. But the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
then play the national anthem. Cause he's a bollock-tugging, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. He reads the Sun and the Daily Mail. He reads them both in great detail. But it doesn't take him long, because he knows just what to think. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
And he stands up when they play the national anthem.
He's
a decent chap and he'll hear nothing bad about him even since he's at the sack. Cause he's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
And he stands up when they play the national anthem. Cause he's a bollock-tugging, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. And even worse, poor Dirty Bob, to price himself into a job. And Bob Lopez must work harder, even though there is no work. She's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
He stands up when they play the national anthem. Cause he's a bollock looking, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher. Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
Oh yes he is.
And he stands up when they play the national anthem. Cause he's a bollock looking, grovelling little right-wing Tory shit. He's a dedicated follower of Thatcher.
Yeah, Sound of Tragic Mike, dedicated follower of Thatcher, and David Cameron certainly keeps on proving himself as being one of those with his ongoing attacks on the NHS. Now I've just described the coming Save Our NHS demo on the 29th of September, but why should you go along to that? Why should you defend the NHS? Because the Tory government plans to privatise large chunks of the NHS worth literally billions of pounds. It's already privatised the out-of-hours dial 111 service, and that's been a total disaster. Hardly surprising. I mean, at best, privatisation will lead to parts of the NHS being run for profit by profit-making companies. So service to patients is going to suffer and jobs are going to be lost so that the bosses and the shareholders of the private companies can make easy money. As for the worst-case scenario, well, I wouldn't put it past the Tories to want to get rid of the NHS altogether and bring in an American-style system based on health insurance, where if you don't have health insurance, whether it be because you're poor or whether it be because you've got a health condition such as, say, asthma, diabetes or what have you, you end up so that either you don't get medical treatment if you fall ill, or you have to pay a fortune for medical treatment. Now, but isn't the NHS inefficient? No, it isn't. The NHS is more efficient and cheaper than private healthcare. For example, in America, £4,950 is spent per person per year on healthcare, and that's even taking into account the people who go without healthcare because they can't afford it. In Britain, by contrast, £2,170 is spent per person per year by the NHS. So, if anything, the NHS is actually cheaper to run than private health insurance. So, what can you do about it? The answer is simple. Defend the NHS, book your seat on the coach to the Defend Our NHS demo, which is going from Chesterfield Town Hall on September the 29th at 9 a.m. To book your seat, phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. And speaking of American lack of health insurance due to poverty and health-related issues, coming up, here's the sound of Woody Guthrie, Dust Pneumonia Blues.
I got that dust pneumonia in my lung. I got the dust pneumonia in my lung. And I'm gonna sing this dust pneumonia song. I went to the doctor and the doctor said, my son. I went to the doctor and the doctor said, my son, you got that dust pneumonia and you ain't got long, not long. Now there ought to be some yodeling in this song. And there ought to be some yodeling in this song. But I can't yodel for the rattling in my lung. My good gal sings the dust pneumonia blues. My good gal sings the dust pneumonia blues. She loves me 'cause she's got the dust pneumonia too. If it wasn't for chopping, my hoe would turn to rust. If it wasn't for chopping, my hoe would turn to rust. I can't find a woman in this black old Texas dust. Down in Oklahoma, the wind blows mighty strong. Down in Oklahoma, the wind blows mighty strong. If you want to get a mama, just sing a California song. Down in Texas, my gal fainted in the rain. Down in Texas, my gal fainted in the rain. I throwed a bucket of dirt in her face just to bring her back again.
Yeah, sound there of Woody Guthrie, track entitled Dust Pneumonia Blues. Now we're coming towards the end of this broadcast from Radio Resistance Chesterfield. So over to you. If you'd like to comment on any part of the broadcast, if you'd like to request a song, dedicate a song to a friend, if you'd like to suggest a topic for discussion, if you'd like to describe any coming events or what have you. Indeed, if you'd like to sort of leave some audio with yourself speaking about a coming sort of event or about a topic which is close to your heart. Well, if you want to do that, the first thing you can do is record and upload the audio onto the internet and then send us the link to the audio so that we can feature it on the next broadcast. But how do you contact us to do that? Well, there's several ways. you can email us irx@souladequate.plus.com. That's irx@souladequate.plus.com. Or you can phone or text us on 0770-256-3056. That's 0770-256-3056. Or you can search on Facebook for Radio Resistance Chesterfield. And then like the page. And then you can either send us a message or post a message on the wall. And anyway, like I say, that's about all we've got time for this week. So I'm going to love you and leave you with the sound of the V Faction, track entitled Singing Down the Government. Catch you next week, or hopefully before.
When the machinery became property of the few, yeah, there's my enemies. You vote for them and you are too, yeah. The owners are scared that the money's all gone. Many things to achieve, let's start with this one. Ring around the filament, friends I will find. Ring the sounds of walking and changing your mind. Doing time in the city, your side of mine. Singing down the government. Keeping everything amidst everyone's mind. Taking all the victories from capital's crime. While I got analysis of company life. I'm singing down the government. Citizen army. Guilt and localize the future. The owners are scared that the money's all gone. Many things to achieve, let's start with this one. On and on is one. Looking at the comrades, everything's fine. Even dirty papers, not believing their lies. Even leaving drums in the 4-4 time. Singing down the government. Talking of the summer drinks and washing the sun. Stopping the insanity of property. It's rhythm and rhyme. I'm singing down the government. A call to majorities. Stop all remedies. Telling industries.
It's not necessary.
Be unafraid, my baby. There's no need for thoughts, my baby. We got to be as clever as they want.